You know when you're locked in, focused, and fearless.
Welcome to the WNBA.
Your vision narrows. You can't look away. Every assist, every stop, every logo three.
From beyond the logo.
Every did you see that moment?
You bet.
What records are going to be broken this season?
All of it, right here. Lock in. It's the WNBA on ESPN. All season long.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
How do you feel right now, Chris?
A little nervous.
Are you?
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Chris saying on this show that if LeBron joins the Miami Heat, have fun in the play-in tournament, and that we should all begin to ready ourselves for LeBron to be a non-factor this season.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame musician Flavor Flav. Coming up, Emmy Award-winning actor Eric Braeden. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. First 2 hours, Tom Pelissero and Flava Flav. Two names you just don't hear in the same sentence. I'll do you one better. Eric Braeden, the man who plays Victor Newman, as he has for decades on The Young and the Restless, which just got the most daytime nominations, 8 Emmy nominations, 18 of them.
Woo!
Including Eric for once again best actor in a daytime drama, and it's been the number one daytime drama series, and it's premiered back in 1973.
Wow.
On CBS. And so Eric's gonna come on out. He wants to talk World Cup soccer. He's a guy who's played he's a former pro soccer player. He wants to talk a lot of soccer. And then if you recall last time he was here, we had him read dramatic renditions of real coach rants.
Last two times
we had him do that. This time we're going to switch it up and have him read renditions of famous sports movie quotes and speeches as Victor Newman. And again, you've got the music, right? So there's a dramatic music. So that's coming up. I wouldn't miss it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
He also has a connection to us here. You know, his son Christian is the writer-director of the Den of Thieves movie.
So that's right.
He had a lot to say about O'Shea in the back. So,
and if I'm not mistaken, he said last time one of his good friends is Stephen A. Smith, right? Didn't he say that once?
I think he may have mentioned.
Okay. So bottom line is don't go anywhere. Yeah.
Victor Newman, folks.
Let's go to the state of Texas for a couple of our favorites. Let's start out in West Texas, El Paso's Manny. What's up? What's going on, Manny?
Manny.
Buenos días, amigos. Man, calling in always gives me mucho, mucho joy.
Thank you.
Manny, thanks for the second time. Introducing Mr. and Mrs. Christopher Brockman. That's awesome, man. Congratulations on that.
Thanks, Manny. Appreciate that, man.
Okay, so, sir, I heard your story on Monday about your feel-good story of the American Century Classic. I have a pretty good feel-good story, too. Ted Lasso, I saw the interview with Phil Dunster, and yes, it automatically goes, Dana Rojas is everyone's favorite character, some of them. Dana Rojas, Crystal Fernandez, is officially a pro soccer player.
Yeah, I saw that.
He had gotten injured, and now he signed, as of last Saturday, played his first game as a professional player for the El Paso Locomotive. He's a local boy here in town. And it reminds me of another story. A long time ago, our El Paso Sun Kings minor league baseball team had a young guy named Kurt Russell, who if he didn't get hurt tearing his rotator cuff, would have made it for the pros playing for the California Angels. Hmm. So if he had not gotten hurt, we would be saying Snake Plissken is someone else. So okay. Now,
yes,
my question to you, sir.
Okay.
With all due respect, Mr. Eisen, what's more likely?
Uh-oh.
A golf score that you're proud of, that you want to frame the scorecard, or kicking a soccer ball with a spin on it to hit the top right corner?
Oh my God.
Of the goal.
Top right corner.
I love the show, man. Great show. We have Flavor Flav. We have Victor Newman. We have Tom Pelissero. I love being the show. You like to give away joys for free, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you know, hey, oh, that's easy. A golf card that I can frame and be proud of. I can break 90 on good courses if I'm locked in and, you know, feeling good and whatever. No, I can do that. Not the pressure of, like, if I miss one shot, I'm going to double on the hole and I'm going to get the 2 points I can't get. I mean, that's the intensity of the American Century, by the way, championship. That's the intensity of it. If I go out there and I'm like, oh, if I double, okay, I'll just move on to the next hole.
Right.
Which I should have that same mentality there. It's just very difficult to figure that out. But I mean, he was at top right to bend it in, which means I'd have to start on the outside of the goal and then wind up in there.
Right.
Or figure out how to kick it from the outside of my foot to get that spin. That is just not happening. Not happening. So I at least can admit that. All right, now let's go to our friend in San Antonio. Would I take I-10 to get there from El Paso, Jimmy? Is that how I do it?
What are you asking me?
Good job, Jimmy.
All right, very good. All right, what's going on? I didn't mean to start off with a question for you, but you have the floor, Jimmy. Go for it.
Hey, shout out to T-Bone. How's T-Bone doing in Carl? Is he going to hit more World Cup bets without knowing anything about the sport?
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
So I've been watching the World Cup a lot, but that's not on my rundown today.
What's on your rundown?
So, first I have to congratulate Brockman. Smart move, signing the prenup. Congratulations, sir.
Good one.
The what now?
Oh.
You signed the prenup, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Ken, smart move. Congratulations.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Probably should have had this. I mean, Sarah Tiana is like, you know, he's becoming bigger and bigger in this industry. So sure. Good point, Jimmy.
You'd be asking Sarah this question.
All right, okay.
No, you shouldn't.
Did she make him sign one?
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
Let me move forward don't derail this.
Page term it, Jimmy.
Lord.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to talk LeBron, Spurs, and Knicks. First, we'll get the Knicks out of the way. Al in Dallas, Alejandro, you quoted when you and Rich were all drooling over your championship that the Knicks dominated. Yeah, you should have said dominated the Eastern Conference. They did not dominate the Spurs. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to correct you, sir, out of respect.
No, it's okay, Jimmy. Just once again reminding you how long an NBA game is. But I don't mean to.
Oh, so you want extra time now?
No. Just how long the games last, 48 minutes in the NBA.
16 points over five games. That's not dominant.
Jimmy, you can't like all of these memes of all of these World Cup memes of when teams blow it, that they're showing Victor Wembanyama pointing to his head saying that that was the moment when, you know, Egypt was up 2-0. That was the, you know, yada, yada, yada. But I don't mean to denigrate. You're the one who brought the Knicks up, but go for it. What else you got, Jimmy? What else?
Finally, now Spurs and LeBron. Mm-hmm. Wimby signing the contract that he signed saved over $53 million. We signed the biggest offseason signing is Billy Donovan. That is huge for the Spurs.
I saw that.
And the reason nobody mentions LeBron coming to San Antonio playing with Wimby, Billy Donovan, and Mitrovic, our head coach, is because that scares the hell out of the league.
Mitrovic. It's a good one. I like that one. I hadn't heard that one. I guess they.
Yeah,
they,
you did. I said it before on your show. You just weren't listening.
Oh, I just. maybe guilty as charged right there. All right, Jimmy. Take care, buddy. Thanks.
All right, brother.
Jimmy in San Antonio going down the whole list right there. I think you do take I-10 to go from El Paso to San Antonio. Not that I know my Texas geography like the back of my hand, but I believe.
I'll confirm.
And it's the same I-10 that's out here that you can take.
Goes all the way.
Isn't it? Yeah, it goes all the way, coast to coast. Life is a highway.
Remember, the even numbers go east-west.
Thank you. I know that. Thank you very much. All right. I've got a four downs, everybody.
It is I-10.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. I've got a four downs.
9-hour drive.
Okay. I've got a four downs, everybody. you know, we're going pick by pick or order by order for the draft order. down the list to get to all 32 teams at some point. We're going to end up having to bleed into the second round because not everyone had a first round pick. Anyway, long story short, we've been doing it all week, and I'll be doing it every single time I'm in the chair all the way up until kickoff of the season. It's now time for Four Downs number 5, which means it's time for the New York Football Giants Four Downs, presented by LinkedIn.
Four Downs with Rich.
Here we go.
Why did you stop?
All right, everybody. Four Downs with first Rich, presented down by LinkedIn for the New York Giants. I do believe first down has been called, so let's get right down to it. Will Jackson Dart take care of himself better? Period. End of story. I do believe John Harbaugh has sat him down and explained to him that you're the quarterback of the Big Blue, not the quarterback in the Big Blue tent. This is a very important distinction. And him last year at the podium saying, you know, it's the way I've always played. This is the way I'm always going to play. And it's just like, dude, really? And then he came out this year and he sounded a lot more understanding of sliding, and you can still be aggressive and you could still be a guy who uses your legs. And that's an important part of what makes you great, if you can get to that greatness level. And he did seem to have a better understanding of it. But the bottom line is, if you want to be great, you've got to be out there. And will he take care of himself better? Are we going to see these moments where he's blown up on the sidelines like he was against New England last year? That I'll never forget. That was at Christian Ellis, yeah, right? Christian on the side. I'll never forget that one because he'd already been blown up several times, yeah, and he did it again.
Yeah.
That's first down. As for second down, the injuries that we're talking about, obviously Dart had some unavailable moments, but second down is, do Malik Nabers and Cam Scadaboo look like themselves again? And if so, when? Well, Nabers coming back from the knee, and Skatitibo, as you know, our friend Mr. Garvey called it here on the program, coming back from that leg shattering. And when Cam was on this program a couple of months ago, he said he was on track for being back. And Malik Nabers, what you're always hearing about, this, that, the other thing,
cleanups,
that it didn't go completely, yeah, you know, without issue repairing that knee. Because, hey, man, you look at the depth chart for the Giants, and there's some throwbacks. Odell's there, which I saw him in New York City as well.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was good to see Odell in New York when I was there.
Is he dancing?
I did not see him dancing, but we did hug it out.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
What kind of club was this?
It was not a club. And so it was good to see Odell. And I also saw at that affair in New York as well, Juju Smith-Schuster, who's a Giant as well.
Juju on the beat.
By the way, introducing Juju Smith-Schuster to Susie Schuster was outstanding.
It
was like a doctor. It was an Uma Oprah moment. Doctor, Susie Schuster, Juju Smith-Schuster. Schuster, Susie Schuster.
They're like, are we cousins?
But anyway, my point is, Malik Nabers is the clear number one if he's healthy, and Cam Skatitibo is the clear number one if he's healthy. I mean, Tyrone Tracy's there still, and you know, Devin Singletary's still there still, and
weapons.
I got it, but these two are. Let's see what we got. Number three, third down here. Can the defense improve without Sexy Dexy? Now, listen, I know Dexter Lawrence was having an off year last year, but he's still Dexter Lawrence. I don't think he's completely having diminished returns. We'll see what happens in Cincinnati. But man, oh man. I mean, you take Dexter Lawrence out of the middle. That's one thing. And, you know, you take a look at who they have, the New York Giants, at that position moving forward. And the one name that jumps off the page at me is Tremaine Edmonds. They added him at the right inside linebacker. And you know that listed at the left inside linebacker is a guy named Arvell Reese.
Ooh.
Now, if you're getting, if these guys are going to play anywhere remotely inside, that's one thing. But you've got Abdul Carter, Brian Burns, Arvell Reese. You also have Kayvon Thibodeau at some point. DJ Reader is a guy that's going to be a nose tackle that you're going to be talking about this defense. They're boy. I mean, you look at Edmonds and Reese.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Those are big dudes, and how the defense is being remade and looking with also Burns and Thibodeau and Abdul Carter in year two. That's a shrug emoji. Can they be better? We'll see. And fourth down.
Fourth down.
How will John Harbaugh remake the Giants in his own image? The Giants have never had, by the way, a coach who takes over for them already has a Super Bowl ring. He's the first. Nobody's ever come in and said, I've got one already. Because as you know, Parcells won him while there.
Yeah.
Coughlin won it while there. Yeah. They didn't have it walking in. This guy does. And the way that he showed up, remember it took a while for T's to be crossed and I's to get dotted. Everybody's saying it's because he's been given different powers or sway or say that the Maras and the Tishes have not told a coach, you got it. I mean, a remaking from everything probably in ways that we don't even know from the outside of the building in. How does that manifest itself? And then obviously the conversation about what was going down with Jackson Dart and Abdul Carter about a Jackson Dart local appearance. And how that, you know, created potentially a split, a stir. We'll see if that really means anything of the season. But how does John Harbaugh get everyone to play on the same page? And how does John Harbaugh remake the Giants in his image? Because I'll tell you what, man, Giant fans are like, okay, we've got John Harbaugh now in a way that Ravens fans had, I guess, gotten a little bit tired of. Or over? Well, not in this spot. G-Men fans are like, we've got an adult in the room, not like Daboll wasn't or others weren't, but Daboll, it was his first time at it as a head coach. Joe Judge, Pat Shurmur, right? You know what I'm saying? I could keep going back till Coughlin left. They got a bona fide Super Bowl winning, longtime tenured head coach taken over in a way that the Giants have never seen one. How does that work? And does that mean more wins? Does he plus him up? Because his brother certainly pluses teams up when he goes somewhere new. And John hasn't gone somewhere new in a long time.
Right.
And this is someplace new is blue, big blue. And they've been that way for decades, doing it in a certain way. I mean, the Maras have the guys have I shouldn't say that. The guy. Wellington Mara's nickname is on the damn football. And that's my four downs on the New York Giants coming into this season. Brought to you by LinkedIn. Hire right the first time with LinkedIn Hiring Pro. Get started by posting a free job at LinkedIn.com/Eisen. Okay, everybody. Quick word for you from our friends at SoFi. A SoFi personal loan is here to help you achieve something once thought impossible. That's overcoming high-interest credit card debt. Walk the tightrope of your finances with one low fixed-rate monthly payment, no fees required, and as soon as the same-day funding. That's right. Pull off your own debt-defying stunt with a SoFi personal loan. Visit SoFi.com/trick to learn more. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A. member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. Victor Newman himself, Eric Braeden, is back on the Rich Eisen Show. We'll bring him back out here in a moment. While the world watches the stars at the FIFA World Cup this summer, Hyundai has its eyes on the next generation of talent. Future stars who are already turning heads at age 14. Because next doesn't wait for an invitation, and neither do we. Hyundai has always moved the future within reach. We did it when we made advanced safety standard on every vehicle and engineered EVs with ultra-fast charging capability. Because the future isn't some far-off concept. It's already here. Next starts now. Hyundai, an official partner of FIFA. Rich Eisen here for Gusto. On my shows, we talk a lot about what happens in the spotlight, the games, the highlights, and the moments that get replayed and debated. But in any successful operation, what happens behind the scenes matters just as much. Small businesses are no different. Payroll, hiring, onboarding, benefits, and all the details that keep things moving may not be the most visible part of the job, but they still have to be handled right. That's where Gusto comes in. Gusto is online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses. It's all-in-one, remote-friendly, and incredibly easy to use, so you can pay, hire, onboard, and support your team from anywhere. Automatic payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, health benefits, commuter benefits, workers' comp, 401k, you name it. Gusto makes it simple and has options for nearly every budget. And it's all built to save you time with built-in automated tools for offer letters, onboarding docs, direct deposit, and more. Plus, you get unlimited payroll runs for one monthly price. No hidden fees, no surprises. Try Gusto today at gusto.com/rich and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/rich. One more time, gusto.com/rich.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
The radio audience has just returned. The man who plays Victor Newman on The Young and the Restless, having just received an Emmy nomination himself, one of 18 for the most daytime Emmy nominations for Young and the Restless. Eric Braden is here back on the program, and it is great to see you, sir.
Nice to see you,
you've been, you know, I said to you in the back, have you been watching World Cup? And you looked at me like I'd grown three heads. You're locked in on this thing, right?
You know, I'm coming down from it slowly.
Right?
It's an addiction.
It is an addiction.
Yeah.
I'm slowly coming down from it. So now I don't really care about who wins on Sunday.
Why? Why?
I respect both teams.
Okay.
Enormously.
Okay.
And part of me wishes that Messi will win it one more time.
Right.
Because that's the last time we see him in a World Cup.
I agree.
On the other hand, Spain is a fantastic team. Spain is the most disciplined team I've seen play. But that has to do with the fact they all play for Barcelona. Most of them.
Right.
So they play with each other all year
long. Doesn't Messi, though?
They attack. Well, he... Yes.
Yes, right.
But he's not Miami.
Thank you. Right.
But the point is that Spain as a team, I mean, they attack as a team, they defend as a team. One of their players loses the ball, the others, three or four, come right away.
They look like an organism. They look like an organism, right? And certainly against France after they got that penalty kick to go at 1-0.
And I thought the French would win.
Me too.
Because they have these three brilliant forwards, Mbappe and Dembele and Ulis, fantastic forwards. I compare them to the three tenors. The three tenors, you know?
Yes, of course.
And brilliant players. But it's a team sport. And the discipline is far more important.
So you think Spain's going to beat Argentina on Sunday?
I think so.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well,
but with Messi, you don't know.
That cross that Messi sent into the box... In a game they had just equalized because he had set up his teammate in a more conventional manner.
Right.
By absorbing the defense to him and then hitting it to his guy to score from distance. That cross,
right.
I've watched, has to be at least 50 times over, right?
Right. But let me tell you what happened.
Please.
The English defense covered him very well for about 85 minutes. Very well. He's extraordinary.
Right.
But then he moved to the right wing.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed there, ostensibly unobserved. And how they did not see that.
Right.
You don't leave a guy like Messi alone ever.
Right.
Ever. When I coached and played, always made sure that the best player on the other team, you covered him with one of your worst players, but who was well-conditioned. You say, stay with him for the entire 90 minutes or 115 minutes or whatever. But you stay with him, and nothing but that. It drives those players nuts, the brilliant players. Even Messi doesn't like it at all. You stay with him. Wherever he goes, stay with him. They didn't do that, and I don't understand that. I must say, for the first time, I kind of felt for the Brits. And, you know, I'm from Germany, so...
Yes, I know.
We have a known, not very warm feelings for each other.
Yes.
But in this case, I felt for them.
Well, what do you think of the German national team that has been struggling in recent
years? German national team has sucked. Simple as it is. They have a coach who should not be coaching on that level.
Mm-hmm.
He's Nagelsmann. I call him Hampelmann, which is a pejorative term.
Yes,
and should not ever have coached the German team. Their mistake, very simple tactical mistake.
Yes.
They forgot to attack over the wings. When you attack over the wings, you open up their defense. Only Barcelona, with Messi, Iniesta, and those people, could attack through the middle because they're brilliant at very short passes.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. No one else is. So the Germans try to imitate that. So we have a right wing on the German team called Zane, very good player. But when he gets the ball in the right wing, you want him to go down to the touchline, right?
Mm-hmm.
The goal line. He always turned inside, wanted to show off how good he was. He got stuck. It's how a coach cannot see that immediately.
Yes.
You use as many open spaces in soccer as you can. You open up their defense by playing the wings and going down to the touchline, which allows you then, as Messi did, to pass the ball right in front of the goalie or diagonally back. Because you've been playing defense, as I have for many years, you go back with a guy who runs all the way to the goal line, right?
Yes.
And then you become confused. Who do I cover? Who is behind me? Who is 5, 10 feet behind me who is not covered? Do you understand?
Yes,
it's
sir.
That moment of confusion. It's all you need. A diagonal pass back, boom.
Didn't work out for you guys otherwise. But
no.
So when you said, you know, you don't really have a rooting interest now, was that because Germany was out? Were you rooting for another
side? I was rooting for Germany and for the U.S.
And for the U.S.?
Big time for the U.S.
Okay.
I've been here for over 60 years, been involved in soccer, won the U.S. championship, club, the Open Cup.
In 1972?
1973.
73.
The team called the Maccabees, and I was the token German on a Jewish team.
Mm-hmm.
And we
you
had
are. Look at you.
Two Ethiopian national players and Brazilians, Argentinians, and seven Israelis from the Israeli First Division.
And so you were a defenseman? On
I played
this?
Right fullback.
Right fullback.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you still have that trophy?
Not
somewhere?
Too many people got by.
Okay. No,
no.
But not. You don't have that trophy anywhere?
What?
You don't have that trophy anywhere? Where's that trophy?
You know, only on a picture.
Okay.
Everything burned down in the Palisades fire.
No kidding. Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. So this is your experience having played soccer or football.
Right.
What do you think of the U.S. men's national team?
I thought they were very good this year.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they had a chance. And I personally will tell you, as a player, they're all very bright. They knew when that call came in from a certain gentleman to another gentleman called Infantino to reverse the red card, the players knew, had they won that game, they would have forever been attached to the moniker of having rigged the game. That the leader of the country rigged the game for them.
Mm-hmm.
They knew that going into the game. I swear to you, they may not have said anything, but that influenced them very negatively.
So if they had just let Balogun be bygones, if you will, for against Belgium, you think there would have been a different result?
Would have been a different result. By the way, that was not a red card. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Under no circumstances was that a red card. Any player knows that immediately.
Right.
There was no intentionality. It happened.
Right.
But then the call afterwards, I mean, obviously that smacks of interference on the highest level. Really.
Yeah.
So it hasn't been talked about enough, but that, as far as I'm concerned, is the reason that the American team lost as they lost.
Do you think they should keep the same manager if they could? Keep Pochettino? Do you like that idea, Eric?
Yeah, he's a good manager, I think, you know. I don't know him, obviously, personally. But he has a good track record. I think he's a good man. I don't know that. Right. Players can tell you.
Okay. Let's have some fun. We do this with you every single time, and you're kind enough to channel Victor Newman for us here on the show. We've done this before with you, reading off various coach rant transcripts as Victor Newman. This time around, though, we'd like to switch it up and have you deliver renditions of famous sports movie moments and speeches as Victor Newman.
Well, let me do it as Victor Newman.
Yes, please. That's
because
the idea.
I honor the actors too much who did this in the films.
Understood.
I want to imitate them.
Well, certainly since the first one up is Tom Hanks. I've got this card.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks as...
a wonderful actor.
Yes, in A League of Their Own. Do you play the music for our friend Eric Braden here?
Now, this is a baseball coach?
He plays a baseball coach in a movie called A League of Their Own, and one of his players is caught crying, leading to this famous moment as delivered to you now by Eric Braden as Victor Newman.
Wait a minute. Are you crying? Are you crying? I said, are you crying? There is no crying. You got that? There is no crying in baseball. No, no, you zip it. You zip it, Doris. Rogers Hornsby was my manager. And that was when my parents drove all the way from Michigan to see me play the damn game. And did I cry? No. No. You know why? Because there's no crying in baseball. You got that? There's no crying in baseball. Doris, no crying.
Oh, it's so good.
Well done. That's why you're Emmy nominated. That's why you've been at this for a long time, sir. All right, we've got another one now. We're going to switch gears a little bit. This one is from Caddyshack.
Okay.
Ted Knight, actor.
I knew Ted.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
You knew Ted Knight?
I knew Ted Knight.
Okay, fantastic.
Wonderful guy and wonderful.
I loved him as Judge Smales.
I did the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Okay.
As a guest actor.
Okay.
Played a very, very arrogant critic.
Ah.
Yeah.
So you've already performed with Ted Knight, and now I'd like you to channel Victor Newman to be Ted Knight's Judge Smales as he is christening his boat. You have the floor.
You know, it's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat. Okay, Pookie, do the honors.
Eric Braden.
Okay, Pookie.
Got two more.
Oh, man.
Two more. Here you go, sir.
Who's this?
Is Al Pacino's rendition of a football coach in Any Given Sunday. This is a very famous speech he delivers to his team before a big contest. This is now the famous Any Given Sunday speech as delivered by Eric Braden as Victor
Newman. Was it The Last Tango, that wonderful film?
It could have been. Well, that was...
What was the film called?
It's called Any Given Sunday.
No. What was the film called? We did the tango, the dance.
Son of a Woman.
Hoo-ah.
Yeah. Son of a Woman.
Fantastic.
Yes, agreed.
Fantastic performance.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Here's the music. Go for it.
You know, this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everybody. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's going to make the difference. Okay? Between winning and losing. Between living and dying. That's a team. Gentlemen, and either we heal now as a team or we will die as individuals. How's that? That's football, guys. That's all it is. Now, what you gonna do?
Well done, sir. Well done. The ad-libbing is something. It's all good. We're gonna.
It's great.
We're gonna finish up strong. Here's your last one.
I'm known for ad-libbing.
This is a famous. This is a famous speech.
Because some of the dialogue they give you. I said, "Who the hell wrote this?" Anyway.
Well, that's the restless part, I guess. All right, here we go. This is a very famous speech by an individual named Patches O'Houlihan from the movie Dodgeball. He's trying to teach his Chargers how to dodge a ball. Ladies and gentlemen, Eric Braeden as Victor Newman as Rip Torn's Patches O'Houlihan. Go for it.
Hey, if you're going to try to learn to be true dodgeballers, then you've got to learn the 5 D's of dodgeball. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and then dodge. Okay? If you master the 5 D's, no amount of balls on earth can hit you. All right? Telling you, that's what this sack of wrenches is for. If we can dodge a wrench... You can dodge a ball.
Well done, sir. I'm glad you dodged that ad lib. If I may say so. On behalf of our Disney Plus viewers.
I can't breathe.
You are priceless, sir.
Oh.
Amazing.
Rich Eisen, it's always a pleasure to come here.
Pleasure, sir.
You know, this morning it took 10 minutes.
Is that it?
No traffic in the 405.
Fantastic. Ooh. It was as if it was meant to be.
Yes, of course.
Meant to be.
I knew, you know, made the airwaves that I was going down the 405. They said, clear it for Victor Newman. And that's what happened.
Move, get out the way.
Move, get out of the way. Congrats on another daytime nomination for you,
Thank
sir.
You.
May it result in another Emmy win for you.
Thank you. And I appreciate it a lot.
And come back anytime.
Anytime.
Spain, what's the final? Give me the final score. Spain over Argentina by the score of?
2-1.
2-1. Is it in regular time?
I doubt that.
Okay, so it's in stoppage time.
In stoppage time, hopefully after penalties.
Okay, well, so I guess we go regular time, stoppage time, extra time, that's penalties. Right. So
in the old days when I played,
yes, sir.
We had 2 stoppage times. Now there's 1 hour overtime.
So were you in the golden goal era? Did you play golden goal? Where if it was an extra time and the goal would just end it on the spot?
No? Yes, okay. At that time it was.
Right, they don't...
I used to kick all the penalties for the Maccabees. Didn't miss a penalty for 5 years.
What was your...
Well, it's when I see some of the great players come and stutter step, and that's all bull.
I don't understand.
Bang the ball.
I don't understand.
Bang it.
Stutter step.
You run at it. If I were had a ball here, I would show you.
Mm-hmm.
You put spin on it.
Yeah.
But hit it hard.
Mm-hmm.
I told the goalie, I said, that corner. That already confused him. So I said, that corner, brother, right there. Then you take a good run and boom, you bang it.
Yeah.
And even if it gets a hand on it, it's too strong.
Eric Braeden here, everybody.
Epic performance.
Epic, yes. As always, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Pleasure. We're back to wrap things up in just a matter of moments on this Friday. Rich Eisen here. Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one helps your business grow. The challenge? Finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply. O'Reilly Auto Parts can help take the guesswork out of your vehicle's check engine ABS or maintenance light with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE certified master technicians. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today. Rich Eisen here with some advice. If high interest credit card debt is grinding you down, it might be time to call an Audible with a SoFi personal loan. It consolidates your debt into one low monthly payment with no fees required. And with as soon as the same day funding, you can make the right play fast. Call an Audible on your debt today at SoFi.com/debtplay. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. Fast funds terms apply at SoFi.com/debtplay.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
When you run a small business, you don't just do the job. You're also the hiring manager, the payroll department, the benefits team, usually all before lunch. Gusto takes a few of those right off your plate quickly and seamlessly because Gusto is online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses. It's all in one, remote friendly, incredibly easy to use, so you can pay, hire, onboard, support your team from anywhere. Unlimited payroll runs for one monthly price, no hidden fees, no surprises. You can save time with built-in automated tools like offer letters, onboarding docs, direct deposit, and more. It's quick and simple to switch to Gusto. Just transfer your existing data to get up running and running fast. Plus, don't pay a cent until you run your first payroll. Try Gusto today at gusto.com/rich. You get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/rich. Go to gusto.com/rich to become a customer. We had Eric Braden saying, Pookie, do the honor. Oh, and by the way, I do believe you're not in charge of the button anymore.
No, dumb button. I would have.
So the folks at ESPN Radio got a couple of the
S
bombs, F bombs. Yeah. For those who were might have been watching on Disney Plus with some kids or whatever, our apologies. Eric Braden is just out of him to give.
Yeah.
And I double checked to make sure
you
did.
Put the word slop.
Yeah, I definitely took the words out.
Okay. So. Very good. Fun stuff. Let's go to Joey in Bakersfield, California.
Joey.
What's up, Joey?
How you doing?
How you doing? Well, wait a minute.
How you doing?
Joey, you're not from Bakersfield, are you?
Remember me last year when I came on here predicting the Niner schedule?
What'd you do?
No. You guys made me say, how you doing?
Okay, very good. All right, Joey. What's going on? You want to do it again?
Predict the Niner schedule this year?
Woo. All right, let's do it.
You guys still do that?
Yeah, we do it.
Number one thing
question
we got
is
here.
Is you're going to do it. I just got to find it here.
Besides slagging on LeBron, this is what we're going for.
Better setup here.
Come on, TJ.
And you guys are awesome.
I'm actually missing the page.
Great work, man.
All right, here we go. I'm going to have to write it down in a book, and then we'll do it again. Give me the music. What happens against the Rams to start the season, Joey?
Loss.
What happens then when you take on Miami at home?
Win.
What happens next when you got Arizona at home?
Win.
Now you're 2-1 taking on Denver at home.
Loss.
2-2 going to Seattle for the first time.
Loss.
2-3 home for Washington on Monday night.
Win.
3-3 at Atlanta.
Win.
Come off the bye, 4-3 home for Vegas.
Win.
5-3 now at Dallas.
Heating up.
Win.
6-3 home. Now you're taking on Minnesota in Mexico City as the home team.
Loss.
Ooh, okay. That was a plot twist there. 6-4 now. Home for Seattle.
Win.
7-4 at the Giants.
Loss.
Ooh, okay. 7-5 home for the Rams.
Win.
8-5 at the Chargers on a Thursday night.
Win.
9-5 at Kansas City.
Loss.
9-6 home for Philadelphia.
Win.
10-5 at Arizona.
Win.
11-5. Joey in Bakersfield, California.
He's reasonable there.
Can I predict the Super Bowl?
Sure.
Rams and Chargers. SoFi.
Ooh.
My goodness. The Chargers went on an Alec Ingold flea flicker to Matt Locke.
Okay, thank you. Joey and Baker.
That's what I'm talking about. I like that.
And the weird thing is Matt Locke is Andy Griffith. That's the Matt Locke he's referring to. Now that would be really weird. Wait a minute, Andy Griffith is still here with us? What is happening?
He's not? Yeah.
What a week, man. Eric Braden as Judge Smales and Patches O'Houlihan. To wrap up a week in which LeBron James is saying you're going to motivate him wherever he goes, Chris?
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
Hello!
I don't know why.
Oh, it's a great drop,
it's
Dan.
It's great.
DP, man.
All right. You know.
A great drop. No, this is, Chris.
Different shirts.
Infamy.
Yeah.
This is an infamous Rich Eisen show moment. It's good. It's big. It's great. And appreciated.
You got it.
That you bring... It's appreciated that you bring this sort of to us, this sort of gusto, if you will.
Stay tuned for next April to see if I'm right.
Ooh.
I can't help but think Argentina wins.
They've been finding ways to win late this whole tournament.
Right.
So I have no reason to expect otherwise.
Right.
PKs.
They have the best player.
PKs.
I'm saying it's going to
PKs. PKs. Oh.
It's going to penalty kicks.
Let's hope not.
That would be so stressful.
Why not? Because you think it's a cop-out ending?
Nah, because like you said, that's a lot of stress.
I got
skin in the game. That's so stressful to watch.
Count me in.
It's extra time, at least, if not penalty.
But it's going to be the final game of this, guys.
I really feel bad when the team loses on PKs.
Me too.
I know. I'd rather see it in extra time.
Okay. Taylor Twellman's going to join us on Monday to talk about it. And... we've got so much to talk about on Disney Plus to wrap things up in a moment.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.